Hi there.
Hey, Chelsea, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, doing good.
How is life on the road? Where are you at now?
Well, I'm in my bed in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds nice.
Welcome. We're all sharing a bed together.
Yeah, always. We've always all shared a bed together.
So how is going back on the road, doing stand-up? How is the shows going? How are you feeling about everything?
Well, everything's pretty awesome in my life. I mean, I'm about to film my Netflix special. This will be my fourth or third Netflix one. Anyway, I'm not sure. Who can keep track of this stuff? So I'm doing my last run of shows for the year. So I'm coming your way, you guys. And so I couldn't be more psyched.
We're so excited to have you.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited to come. I'm excited to come to the Midwest. I haven't been there in a minute.
How is doing stand-up and comedy during, I feel like, these political times?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's harder? Do you feel like it's easier because there's so much more material? Because you're someone who's not afraid to stray away from controversy and have an opinion and have a voice. And I feel like that's where the comedy comes from. But I feel like nowadays the line is kind of drawn in the sand.
Well, right now, since it's such a sensitive time, I focus on just spreading joy and sunshine and not bringing up any of that on stage because we're all so irritable. And I just feel like as a purveyor of joy, which is how I consider myself to be professionally and personally, that I just want people to forget about everything that's going on, for an hour and a half. And also sitting among a pile of strangers that you don't know and getting to laugh together next to strangers is a very powerful tool for joyfulness. And I like to provide that.
Well, Chelsea, you are now comedians that are coming up. They're influenced by you. What comedians influenced you? Who did you look at and go, ooh, I kind of want to be like them, or I don't want to be like them at all?
Well, Bill Cosby was a big influence. Until he wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring up
Bill.
But
I know what you're saying.
That era's over.
I know.
You guys, I tell a really good Bill Cosby story on this tour. I had a one-on-one interaction with him in a hotel room.
No, you didn't.
I tell that story.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I did.
And you're still alive?
Yeah. Well, he didn't get me, so.
<That's a flex.
laughs> Well, Chelsea, we're excited to have you come back to the Midwest and stuff like that. Nikki Glaser's from St. Louis, and Kevin was talking about, I feel like a lot of people look up to you. As Nikki, I feel like, is this up and coming, people compare her to you all the time. Is there any advice you have for someone like Nikki?
Oh, I love Nikki. No, I mean, no, she doesn't need advice. You know what's so great about Nikki is that she, with the roast and everything, she's finally getting the respect that she's deserved for so many years. And I couldn't be happier for her. And I think, she's a perfect example of hustling. And now everybody realizes the hustle and she's getting her flowers and she's getting her props. And I think that's awesome and well-deserved. And I just hope she's enjoying it as much as she should be because, in this industry, it's you're hot and then, you could be not hot and then you can get hot and then the whole world opens up for you. And that's happening for her. And it's really nice to see,
That's awesome.
And I mean, first of all, as a woman, it is so important to be celebrating other women's success. And I don't mean that in a corny way. I mean that in a way that I've had enough experience that if you want to be proud of your colleagues at all times and you want to be supportive of women because, all ships rise with the tide. You can't just be no. You can't be competitive like that. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm obviously a female on the show, and so is AB. And people always ask us, are you friends outside of the show? Do you girls actually get along? And this show would not operate if we did not root each other on and be there for each other. So I love that you said that. That's very true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Chelsea, you seem like you're just so happy. We're super excited to have you back in the Midwest coming and doing your stand-up and then you have another Netflix special. Like you said, there's these times where everyone gets hot. You've been hot for a long time and stayed on top of the game. And so we're so excited to see you come in and laugh and hear stories. And we really are excited to hear the Bill Cosby joke.
All right, guys. I'll see you there. Thank you so much.
See you later, Chelsea. Enjoy your bed.
Bye.